A single loud knock on the gatehouse door disturbed Sextus from his writing. Without looking up, he called out.
I recognise that sound. Only Joseph the Bellmaker has a paw like an oak club.
There followed a deep chuckle from outside as Joseph replied.
Sextus, have you dozed off in there? Come on, dinner time.
Hitching up his robe, the abbot hastened to open the door.
Good afternoon, Bellmaker. Or is it early evening? No matter. I cast aside the pen in favour of the spoon.
Joseph was a strongly built mouse, with a neat grey beard and a cheerful manner. He patted the abbot's stomach playfully.
Aye, I think the spoon is your favourite weapon these days, great Father Abbot.
Sextus strode out ahead of the bellmaker to show him that a bit of extra weight had not slowed him down.
Great Father Abbot, indeed. I'm only slightly older than your daughter. As for you, Greybeard, you're old enough to be my father.
Joseph matched his stride, eyes twinkling mischievously. Walking across flower-bordered lawns, they headed toward the main abbey building. It loomed massive against an early evening sky, ancient red sandstone, tinged dusky rose, framing a harlequinade of stained-glass windows by the glow of a lowering sun. The bellmaker stepped up his pace, leaving Sextus panting in his wake.
I may be old enough to be your daddy, but I'm still spry enough to be your son. Come on, father, keep up.
Enough, enough. Slow down, ageless one,
said Sextus, catching hold of his friend's sleeve.
Why is it that every beast seems to be in a hurry today? Look, there's Formole, going as if his tail were afire. Hello, sir.
The red wall mole leader halted, and tugging his snout respectfully, he addressed them both in quaint mole dialect.
Good eve, tweezers. Where be you ones a-rushing to?
He fell in step at them as Joseph replied.
We weren't really rushing, just stepping out a bit on our way across to dinner.
We've gotten guest beasts for dinner,
said Formole, wrinkling his button nose sagely.
Oak, Tom and Tree Rose comed in from me woodlands.
Sextus raised his eyebrows.
Well, that is a pleasant surprise. We don't see enough of Tom and his wife at Redwall. Those squirrels spend most of their time in Mossflower Wood together. Never know where they are from one season to the next. Any other guests?
Formole's dumpy frame shook with a deep chuckle.
I'd say best step out fast again, sirs. Mrs. Rosie and Tarquin, they bring all their infants to the abbey for to stay a while.
Sextus threw up his paws in mock despair.
Great seasons of famine. Tarquin and Rosie Woodsorrel with their 12 young hares. That's 14 walking stomachs altogether. They'll eat us out of house and home and pick their teeth with the doornails.
I don't mind not eating,
said Joseph, clapping the abbot on his back happily.
My dream is beginning to work out.
Sextus halted beneath a drooping lilac.
What do you mean by that, friend?